New York proposes sweeping gambling rules, including AI ban and player safeguards. New York regulators have unveiled draft measures that would ban the use of artificial intelligence in gambling promotions and introduce stricter safeguards for players. The proposals, released for public comment following Governor Kathy Hochul's 2026 State of the State address, mark one of the most detailed efforts yet to tighten oversight of mobile sports wagering in the U.S. The New York State Gaming Commission said the draft rules aim to limit underage access, strengthen responsible gaming controls, and require operators to act when signs of harmful behavior appear. Public feedback will be accepted until May 15, with input sought from industry stakeholders, schools, parent groups, and treatment professionals. Governor Hochul said mobile betting has become widespread and increasingly visible, raising concerns about youth exposure and unchecked behavior. While the legal age for sports wagering in New York is 21, regulators acknowledge that underage users have still accessed betting platforms through shared or misused accounts, prompting a push for stronger controls. AI ban and biometric controls at the core. One of the central proposals would prohibit all licensed operators from using artificial intelligence to deliver personalized promotions, suggested wagers, or betting amounts. The restriction would apply across all gambling verticals, not just sports wagering. To further prevent underage access and account misuse, the commission is considering a series of identity and device controls. These include mandatory biometric verification for account creation and wagering sessions, device registration requirements, and geolocation checks to flag unusual access patterns. Accounts could also be blocked if accessed from multiple distant locations or unfamiliar devices without verification. Additional measures would allow individuals to prevent their social security number from being used to open betting accounts and introduce penalties for adults who enable underage gambling, including potential bans from all gambling-related activities across the state. Structured intervention system for at-risk players. The draft rules also introduce a detailed intervention framework based on behavioral triggers. These include thresholds such as deposits exceeding $10,000 within 24 hours, $100,000 over 90 days, or account turnover surpassing $1 million in the same period. Other triggers include repeated canceled withdrawals, sharp increases in betting activity, or multiple visits to self-exclusion pages without completing the process. Operators would be required to appoint a designated responsible gaming lead to oversee compliance and manage at-risk players. When triggers are met, operators must follow a phased response. Initial steps include direct communication and information about responsible gambling tools. More serious cases would require customers to view harm awareness content or engage in direct contact with the operator. In the most severe cases, accounts could be suspended until intervention is completed. If problematic behavior continues, accounts may be closed entirely and individuals referred to professional support services. Broader public health approach and industry response. The proposals form part of a wider public health strategy involving coordination with the Office of Addiction Services and Supports and the New York Council on Problem Gambling. Regulators said the goal is to intervene earlier and more consistently, rather than relying on voluntary action from players alone. According to the official Gaming Commission draft release, the measures also aim to ensure that only regulated operators provide gambling access, reinforcing safeguards that are not present in unlicensed markets. The proposals arrive as gambling policy becomes more visible in New York's political landscape. A recent Siena poll found that 47% of voters would re-elect Governor Hochul, while 34% would support Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman. Hochul's approval rating remains higher, suggesting continued backing for her policy direction. For now, the draft rules set out a comprehensive framework that combines technology controls, behavioral monitoring, and enforcement tools. The final shape of the regulations will depend on feedback from operators, public health experts, and the wider community as the consultation period progresses.